You're in my bedroom. I can sense you. For a brief moment, I didn't know how this moment came to be. But then I remember that I had mentioned that my husband, your best friend, was still quarantined in a hotel for his work. And our children were still in isolation at their grandparents' place. In my sleepy haze, I remember that after work, I made myself dinner, watched a movie, and enjoyed 2 or 3, okay, maybe 4 glasses of wine. I tucked myself in around 11 p.m. and woke to the sound of the back door opening. It's now midnight. It's dark outside. And I was alone in my house. In my drowsy, alcohol-laden stupor, you've awakened me with your lips on mine. You slowly paved a path down my neck, between my breasts, across my stomach, down to my pelvis. At first, I wasn't quite sure if this is a dream, a fantasy, or a hallucination. But no, you're here. More specifically, you're down there. I inhale sharply as I feel your hot breath on the inside of my thighs, biting my lower lip as your 5 o'clock shadow tickles my bare skin. Your soft lips graze the surface, teasing me with the desperate warmth that I know awaits inside your mouth. Your strong fingers trace a path from my knees to my thighs, slowly rising higher and higher. I shiver as goosebumps begin to form. I'd imagined this, imagined you, but not quite like this. I'd never seen this side of you, deliberate, confident, calculated. You entrancingly trace over my outer folds, making my pussy quiver, my hips rising just slightly. You calm me with another long kiss on my inner thigh, your hand coming to rest on my abdomen. I tighten in my stomach, an almost involuntary motion, before your touch calms me yet again. I moan as I feel your lips continue to make light, sucking kisses on my inner thighs, alternating from left to right. You're taking your time with me, teasing me. Your hands steady my shivering hips as you slowly begin to devour your prey, me. Your mouth opens as you take another gentle kiss, sampling my intimate, sensitive inner thigh area. Oh, I'm especially sensitive. But you already knew that. Our friendly chats have progressively gotten more and more candid, sharing and confiding in each other. During the last conversation, I happened to spill an intimate secret, revealing to you that I can't get enough of a man's mouth and fingers inside me, and that I crave it daily. Oh, I feel your tongue. It makes an appearance, lightly lapping at me as you go higher. You vary your approach, sometimes darting out, quick and nimble. Other times you take a long, luscious lick of my skin. Oh, Damien, I whisper. I'm at a loss for words as my heart pounds in my chest. My brain is robbed by my throbbing clit for blood, unable to speak clearly, yet alone think. Oh, fuck. Is the sound I make when your lips reach my mound and you breach my warmth. You gently kiss the petals of my delicate flower, breathing on it with your warm, wet breath. Using one finger, you delicately manipulate the outer petals, giving you access to my inner wetness. After a few more gentle kisses, you gently peel back my delicate hood and reveal my heavenly pleasure button, my now throbbing and slightly red clit. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck is all I can muster, all that I'm reduced to. You gently devour me, tilting my hips upward to give you access to my full glory. Your eyes focus on the engorged tissues that are radiating my lust and want for you. Kissing my labia, your tongue expertly explores my inner sanctum, pushing your tongue deeper and deeper with a repetitive and deliberate rhythm. I say as you slowly make your way around and around my clit in a circular dance that drives me wild. My hips buck gently. You lightly encourage it with your hand on my ass cheek. You seem to know me and my pussy's desires, orchestrating my impending climax with precision. Flick, flick, flick you go. A soft moan vibrates my pussy into submission, your voice echoing inside me. I am melting into the pillow as your mouth fully envelops me, taking every inch of my pussy into consideration. I succumb to the warmth of your mouth as you draw my clit into your mouth and hold it there for a few moments. Oh my gosh. Slowly, your tongue provides. Oh, it provides such pleasure. And it goes over my clit with a wide, flat tongue. I had once described this to you as my favorite part of being eaten out, and you spoil me. I feel your tongue ripple over my swollen, sensitive entrance, continuing to tease and manipulate my arousal. Oh, fuck. Oh, I moan. One hand finds its way on my abdomen, a gentle attempt to hold me down and increase the pressure to my womb. I desperately want your fingers to enter me, but you're in charge. You've made that clear. Oh, fuck, I moan again, my pussy opening to accept your long tongue one more time. Please, I beg and attempt to push your hand downwards. You resist and hold my hand upon my stomach in a firm and bonding hold. Your dominance creating a wave that washes over me, your touch making me grit my teeth and inhale in anticipation. I look down and see your other hand moving towards my aching pussy, and I think to myself how I adore this view. My friend turned lover, perfectly at home where you don't belong. Ah, Damien. Oh, Damien. Oh, fuck. I groan, my head rocking from side to side. Your skilled tongue bringing me closer and closer to climax. Your mouth seemingly everywhere faster than my overworked pleasure center can comprehend. You lick and flick and suck every part of my pussy, causing me to cry out, yes, oh fuck, yes, oh Damien, your name, not my husband's, roll off my tongue as yours deliberately dissects any remnant of restraint I might have had. My breathing is coming in ragged gasps as I edge up to that glorious edge. Right there. Oh, yes. hold my breath. My eyes close and I grab your head. I hold you there, pressing my wetness into your face. And I experience an orgasm like no other. You slowly decrease your pace and intensity, lightly licking the juices that ooze from my pussy. I am impressed, my friend. You are the conductor of my runaway train, directing it to fly off the rails, beyond the edge of the cliff, soaring in midair and seeming to rise just before plummeting down. I begin to quiver, my breath suspended for a moment before a cleansing gasp is released, my temples pounding, my face a picture of beautiful agony, all aglow and shining. I utter your name as I come down, a slow descent during which I find myself out of breath, head spinning, dizzy and near passing out from pleasure. I utter a raspy whisper. Oh, that was fucking fantastic. I take a moment to reflect on the event that just transpired, how I was brought to come into the mouth of my friend, shamelessly into the mouth of a man who isn't my spouse. My body took over, fully giving in to the pleasure of that moment, the whole environment meaningless. We're nothing but two humans, perhaps being a little too human, following the most primal of urges to recklessly pursue pleasure. I eventually return to a fully conscious state and lay there in the bed I share with my husband. Breathless, speechless, and naked. You rest your head on my inner thigh as if making yourself at home while you lightly and playfully caress my body. Light tickles that communicate the state of awe you find yourself in at witnessing my orgasm in full surround stereo as it echoed against my bedroom's walls. You get up after a few moments, taking a pause to wipe your face and hands on a tissue. You lean down, kiss me on the forehead, and walk to the door. You glance one last time over your shoulder and give me a knowing smile. You linger one last second. A deep sigh ensures me that you have enjoyed every moment of your visit before you disappear, leaving me alone. My heart eventually slows and my body relaxes into the soft embrace of my blankets. The aroma of guilt-laden pleasure hangs in the room. I lay in a mess of sticky, sinful sheets. I ponder if men can smell other men's scent, like a lion guarding its pride. I contemplate my next move. Wash the sheets and cover up the evidence, or leave it for possible discovery. I wonder how I can ever look you in the eyes again with a straight face, or even the same face. Your eyes full of determination, full of wanton seductiveness and sexiness that I've never seen before in you. You were a seductive demon who came right to the heart of my home and took my married body for your own. You conquered, or did I surrender? There was a line and we'd crossed it, danced recklessly on ice. This wasn't a hotel room or a quickie in a car. This was the bed that I shared with my husband, your best friend. I process the ramifications of our actions, and it honestly turned me on. My mind lit on fire with an evil and dark liking of just how naughty we had been. I reveled in the fact that I didn't bother to stop you when it felt so fucking good. I was beyond impressed that we did things two friends probably shouldn't. It was animalistic and void of emotion, just as I knew it would be. You and I are of the same species. There was no denying it. But I returned to my thoughts of next steps. Perhaps I should burn the sheets. Perhaps I should take photographic evidence and send it to my husband. Perhaps you should let me know the next time you're home alone, and I could return the favor.